In 2025, merchants in the United States handed over $198 billion in credit and debit card fees to their processors.
Wow.
Yeah, $198 billion. And, according to the Nielsen report, that represents like a 70% increase just since 2019.
I mean, that is just a staggering amount of money.
It really is. The sheer volume of capital leaving your bank account and just flowing to processors led by Visa and MasterCard is accelerating at a pace that is, frankly, hard to sustain.
Yeah, and when you look at a number that large, it is very easy to feel like it is just the cost of doing business. You know, you see the massive total, you shrug, and you just pay the bill.
Right. But while we are not going to try to boil the ocean today, welcome to the deep dive. Think of us as your internal strategy team here at MyPay Advisor. I'm your senior payments advisor, and sitting across the desk is our lead analyst.
Hi, everyone.
We built this specific session for you. So if you are a U.S. operator processing anywhere between $25,000 and $5 million in monthly card volume, you need to listen closely because we are looking at one highly disguised slice of that $198 billion pie, a single line item that is quietly draining your margins in 2026.
Right. We are talking about PCI compliance fees. If you pull up your most recent processing statement, the baseline cost sitting there is typically $99 to $360 per year. Plus, you will often find a totally separate 19.95 to 39.95 monthly non-compliance fee attached to it.
Exactly. So over the next 15 minutes, we are going to unpack exactly what this fee actually is and, how the billing mechanics work.
Because it is confusing.
It is very confusing. Then we will identify the four specific behavioral traps where this fee drains your margin. And finally, we are handing you an operator playbook with five exact steps you can take this week to stop the leak.
And none of them require changing your processor or touching your tech stack, which is the best part.
Right. So let's start with the mechanics, because before you can fix the leak, you really need to understand how the plumbing works.
Yeah, because the name of the fee on your statement is, well, it is intentionally misleading.
Oh, for sure.
When you read PCI compliance fee or data security assessment on a monthly bill, it sounds incredibly official. I mean, it reads like a regulatory tax paid to a government agency or directly to Visa.
But that is not what is happening. Let's look at the actual rulemakers here.
Okay.
The PCI Security Standards Council is the group that writes the rules. This is a consortium founded by Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, and JCB. They do the heavy lifting.
Right. They maintain the 12 high-level security requirements that make up the data security standard. They define how cardholder data should be protected across the globe.
Exactly. But here is the massive distinction that operators miss every single day.
Yeah, this is key.
The council publishes that standard completely for free. They do not charge merchants a dime for compliance.
Nothing.
Right. They do not collect fees from you to read the rules, and they
Yeah.
do not collect fees from you to follow the rule.
Wait, let me stop you there because that is the exact point that drives me crazy. If the PCI Council is not charging merchants
Right.
and Visa and MasterCard are not charging merchants directly for this compliance, who is actually cashing my $360 check every year?
That is the million-dollar question.
Right. This setup feels a lot like a commercial landlord forcing a tenant to use a specific security company just to tick a box on the lease agreement. The landlord requires the building to be secure, but they let the middleman gouge the tenant on the actual service.
That is the perfect analogy. The middleman taking your money in this scenario is your acquirer or your independent sales organization.
Your ISO.
Right, your ISO. And for anyone fuzzy on the terminology, the acquirer is the financial institution that processes your card transactions and settles the funds into your bank account. They're the ones actually sending you the monthly statement.
So the card brands require every merchant who touches credit card data to validate their compliance annually. We all agree on that. But Visa and MasterCard push the enforcement of that rule down to the acquirers. And the acquirers look at that mandate and say, well, great, we will just push the operational work and a massive financial markup right down to the merchant.
Exactly. If you dig into the Visa Small Business Regulations or the MasterCard interchange documentation, you will not find a standard PCI fee charged to merchants by the card networks.
The acquirers set the prices.
They set the prices. And the way they execute this is actually brilliant from a revenue perspective, because the acquirers do not build their own security software.
No, they buy access to white-labeled security portals from third-party vendors. We're talking about companies like Security Metrics, TrustWave, ControlScan, or Sysnet.
Okay, so my processor just goes to a company like Sysnet and says, We need a portal for our merchants to log into and fill out their security questionnaire. What does that wholesale access actually cost the processor?
Based on our data, the acquirer pays a wholesale rate of about $10 to $40 per merchant per year for that software license.
Hold on. They pay $10 to $40 wholesale for the portal.
Yep.
Then they turn around and automatically bill me $99 to $360 on my statement.
That is exactly what happens.
And that is not a regulatory fee. That is a shakedown. I mean, the spread between their $20 wholesale cost and my $200 annual fee is pure processor margin.
It is an administrative markup disguised as a mandatory regulatory requirement. They rely entirely on the fact that you are running a business, you see a fee with the word compliance in it, and you just assume it is fixed.
Wow. Well, once you realize this is just a profit center for the processor, their billing practices suddenly make sense.
Yeah.
They are not genuinely trying to help you stay compliant.
No.
They are hoping you will stumble into one of their automated billing traps, which is a perfect transition. Let's look at those specific operational blind spots. Because we audit merchant statements every single week, and there are four major money drains that we see constantly.
Definitely.
Trap number one is the inactive MANDI.
Yes, the merchant identification number. Let's explain how this happens. Many operators have legacy payment gateways they no longer use. Maybe you switched your website from authorize.net to an NMI gateway 3 years ago. Or maybe you set up a backup merchant account just in case your primary system went down during the holidays. You're not running any volume through those old accounts.
But because those accounts are technically still open in the processor system, you get billed. The processor's billing software just runs an automated query once a year, usually in January or February.
Yep.
It looks for every open MID, and it tags each one with a $120 to $180 annual PCI fee. The software does not care if your processing volume was zero for the last 36 months.
It is a pure phantom cost. If you have three dead mice sitting in a drawer somewhere, you are bleeding over $500 a year for literally nothing.
Which brings us to trap number two. And this one is all about the new account grace period.
All right, this one gets everybody.
It really does. When you open a brand new merchant account, the processor usually gives you a 60 to 90 day deadline to log into that portal we mentioned and file your self-assessment questionnaire, which everyone calls the SAQ.
And this is where the behavioral design comes in. The processor does not send you a certified letter warning you about this 90-day deadline.
Of course not.
The instructions are almost always buried deep in like a 40-page digital welcome packet. Mm. It is sitting in paragraph 14 of an onboarding email that your operations manager skimmed on a Tuesday and immediately archived.
So the deadline passes. And missing it triggers a monthly non-compliance penalty. That penalty is typically 29.95 every single month.
Right.
And here is why this trap works so well. Your bookkeeper downloads the monthly statement into QuickBooks. They see a line item for 29.95. Because the amount is relatively small, they just categorize it under bank fees or processing costs and move on.
Exactly. Bookkeepers are looking for unapproved expenses or massive anomalies. They are not trained to flag a $30 monthly compliance fee. If that runs for a full 12 months, that is $360 in year one alone, just because someone missed a buried hyperlink in a welcome email.
It adds up fast.
Yeah.
And trap number three scales that problem up for merchants with slightly more complex operations. We call it multi-MID double billing.
This one is brutal.
It is. If you are an operator running separate MIDs for different sales channels, you are a prime target for this. Let's say you have one MD for your physical retail counter, one MID for your e-commerce website, and a third MD for telephone mail orders.
Even though the business is the exact same entity, the underlying ownership is the same, and the bank account is the same, your processor will often treat those as completely separate corporate entities for PCI billing purposes.
Right. They silo the accounts on their back end. So you have four MDs, and they automatically charge you $144 on every single one of them. That equals $576 for a single SAQ that covers your entire unified operation.
They are double, triple, and quadruple dipping on the exact same annual requirement.
Yes, forcing you to pay four times for one wholesale software license.
It is an incredible revenue generator for them. And that leads perfectly into the fourth trap, which catches a lot of modern digital-first businesses. Trap number four is flat rate double dipping.
Okay, break that down.
We are talking about processors that offer a single blended flat rate for processing. Companies like Square, Stripe, PayPal, and Helsum.
Right. Their whole pitch is simplicity. You pay 2.9% and 30 cents per transaction, and you are done.
Exactly. Their business model includes the cost of PCI compliance within those flat processing rates. They absorb the administrative burden on their end to make the merchant experience, you know, completely smooth.
So if you use one of those flat rate providers, you should never see a separate line item for PCI on your statement.
Never.
If you are looking at a Stripe or Square statement and you see a distinct PCI compliance fee, something is fundamentally broken. Either the processor's billing system is acting out a policy, or you were somehow placed on a customized enterprise contract structure without realizing it. You have to verify that your billing actually matches the flat rate terms you signed up for.
Well, these four traps sound great in theory, but to really prove why this matters to the bottom line, we need to move from the abstract into a concrete, real-world case study. We pulled a highly representative profile from the source material to show exactly how the math plays out for a mid-size operator.
I was actually looking at the statement history for this profile earlier, and the math actually made me wince.
Yeah, it is not pretty.
So this is a regional auto parts retailer. They're doing $180,000 in monthly card volume. Their sales split is 70% card-present transactions at the physical counter and 30% e-commerce through their website.
Very typical.
Right, with an average ticket size of $58. They operate on a standard tiered pricing model sold to them by a local ISO about 3 years ago.
It is a completely standard profile, nothing exotic about their setup at all. So let's break down their actual 12-month statement history.
Okay.
In February, the processor hit them with a $149 annual PCI compliance fee, but it did not stop there. The processor also charged them a 9.95 monthly program fee every single month, which totaled $119.40 for the year.
A program fee, another beautifully vague term that means essentially nothing.
Exactly. And then, because the retailer's bookkeeper never actually logged into the portal to file the SAQ, the processor tagged them with a 29.95 non-compliance fee for 7 straight months before someone finally noticed it.
Ouch.
Yeah, that added another $209.65 to the fire.
Let's total that up. $149 for the annual fee, $119.40 for the monthly program fees,
and
$209.65 in penalties. The total year one cost for this single administrative requirement was $478.05.
Almost $500. And again, this is money going straight to the processor's bottom line.
Let's translate that into actual operator metrics, because I know what some people are thinking. You know, I run a business doing $180,000 a month. $500 over a year is a rounding error.
Right.
But operators measure success in basis points. On $2.16 million in annual volume, that $478 represents 2.2 basis points of pure overhead. That is margin completely disappearing before any actual interchange markup is even calculated.
And the math gets even sharper as your volume scales.
Think about an operator doing $500,000 in monthly volume. That is $6 million a year. If they are paying $480 a year in combined PCI and non-compliance fees, that is 0.8 basis points left on the table for a line item that should effectively be zero.
Exactly zero.
It is a small leak, but it is a leak that requires almost zero effort to patch. In a tight economy, you do not leave basis points on the table just because you don't feel like making a 10-minute phone call.
Right. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it is clear that operators are essentially funding a massive profit center for their processors out of sheer habit. They pay the bill because it looks official. But the math is verified and the leaks are clearly identified.
Which brings us to the most important part of our strategy session.
The so what phase.
Exactly. You're running a business, you don't have time for theory. What did you do this week to stop the bleeding?
Well, we put together an operator playbook based strictly on the data. 5 concrete steps you can take right now.
Step 1 is the audit. Open your laptop, log into your processing dashboard, and pull your last 12 monthly statements. You are looking for any line item labeled PCI, data security, compliance, DSS, or program fee.
Just sum up the annual total. This gives you your baseline cost and tells you exactly how much bargaining chip you have. You need to know your number before you get on the phone.
Exactly. Once you have the number, step 2 is to actually do the work and get compliant. Find the link to the processor's PCI portal. It's usually sitting in your original welcome email, or there is a direct hyperlink somewhere inside your processor's merchant dashboard.
Yeah, and when you click it, you will likely be redirected to one of those third-party vendors we talked about, like Security Metrics or Sysnet.
And do not let the questionnaire intimidate you. The vast majority of merchants listening to this deep dive are classified as level 4 merchants.
Yes. Visa defines level 4 as anyone processing under 1 million Visa transactions annually. Notice that is transactions, not dollar volume. For a level 4 merchant, you do not need an external auditor to come to your office. You just need to complete a self-assessment questionnaire.
What does that actually look like in practice?
Well, it depends on your setup. If you are strictly an e-commerce business and no credit card data ever touches your own servers because you use a hosted checkout page, you simply complete SAQA.
Simple enough.
It is very straightforward. If you just have a standalone physical terminal plugged into an Ethernet cable on a retail counter and you don't store paper receipts with full card numbers, you complete SAQB. It typically takes between 30 and 90 minutes to read through and answer the questions.
90 minutes of administrative work to save yourself $500 a year. I mean, that is a fantastic hourly rate for an operator.
It really is.
Now, once you hit submit on that SAQ and the system generates your passing certificate, the real work begins. Step 3 is picking up the phone.
Yes, and we have the exact script for this call. Do not just accept that you paid the penalties and move on. Once your status shows as compliant, call your processor's main support line. Your request is very simple. Say, I just completed my SAQ. Please reverse the non-compliance fees from the last 3 months.
And will they actually do that? Just based on a phone call?
Yes. The frontline support reps at most major processors have pre-authorization to retroactively refund 3 to 6 months of those non-compliance fees without even needing to escalate the ticket to a manager.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, they know it is a junk fee, and their internal retention policy allows them to waive it if the merchant complains and is currently compliant. You just have to ask.
I love that. Okay, step 4 is specifically for our listeners running multiple MIs.
Yeah.
While you have that support rep on the phone, demand multi-MIDI consolidation. Tell them, I have one PCI attestation covering all the MIDs operating under my corporate entity. Please bill the annual PCI fee on the parent MIDI only and remove it completely from my sub-MIDs.
And almost every processor will accommodate this if you call them out on it.
Right.
But what about the first trap we discussed? The legacy accounts and inactive MIDs.
That brings us to step 5. You must close any inactive MIDIs in writing.
In writing.
Yes. Do not just tell the rep on the phone to close the account while you're chatting about the refunds. A verbal closure will often fail to process correctly in their back-end billing system.
Yeah, the rep forgets to hit save, or the system requires manager approval that never happens.
Exactly. When February rolls around, the annual auto bill will trigger again. Send a direct email to their support desk clearly stating your business name, the specific MID number, and your formal request to close the account immediately. Keep the email confirmation in your records.
Those are 5 immediate steps you can execute this week. But there are 2 more operational rules that need to be part of your long-term playbook.
Okay.
These are the rules that ensure you don't just fall back into the exact same trap next year.
Lay them out for us.
First, when your processing contract inevitably comes up for renewal, you have to treat the PCI fee as a highly negotiable line item. Do not just accept their default terms. Negotiate the annual fee down to a reasonable window of $0 to $99.
And if they say no?
If the sales rep pushes back and claims the fee is mandatory, use a competitive quote from another processor as a bargaining chip. Show them a written quote that itemizes PCI at $0 and firmly refuse to sign any contract that includes a $189 annual fee plus a monthly program fee. The monthly program fee is purely fabricated margin.
It's just a tax on your willingness to not read the fine print closely.
Precisely. And the final rule, which is arguably the single most important habit to take away from this entire deep dive,
which is
set a calendar reminder for your SAQ anniversary.
Yes. A simple, recurring calendar invite.
It takes 60 seconds to set up on your phone. PCI compliance is an annual requirement, not a one-and-done task. You have to file it every single year. If you miss your anniversary date next year, the processor is not going to call you. They are not going to send you a warning with flashing red lights. They will just quietly flip your account back to non-compliant status in their database, and their software will automatically restart the 29.95 monthly penalty fees.
Wow.
That simple calendar reminder is the highest return on investment action in this entire playbook.
It really is. So let's wrap up this strategy session and summarize what we covered today. The total fees merchants pay to the card networks are climbing toward $200 billion.
A massive number.
As an operator, you cannot control macro interchange rates, but you can strictly control the administrative markup. PCI fees are not an unavoidable regulatory tax paid to Visa or MasterCard. They are a highly negotiable, easily mismanaged line item generated entirely by your processor.
And by following the playbook, finding the dead MIDs, consolidating the billing, spending 90 minutes to file the SAQ, and calling to demand your refunds, Well, you pull those basis points directly back into your operating margin where they belong.
Exactly. You are taking back control of your own statement. You are running a business processing significant volume. You do not have time for billing games.
This raises a critical question, though. It is a thought I want to leave you with as you go back to running your operations this week.
Okay, let's hear it.
We established early on that the PCI Security Standards Council publishes their standard for free. Your processor takes that free standard, outsources the software portal to a third-party vendor for $20, and then quietly marks it up 800% on your monthly statement.
Yep.
They do this relying entirely on the fact that the fee sounds like an official government tax and you are just too busy to question it.
Just like the commercial landlord forcing you to use their cousin's overpriced security company to check a box.
Exactly. So my question for you to investigate on your own is this. If your processor is perfectly willing to disguise an 800% markup as a mandatory data security requirement, what other fixed line items sitting quietly on page 3 of your monthly processing bill are actually just administrative profit centers waiting to be challenged?